on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man's denying murdering a police officer from Kent. He's accused of meeting on gay dating website Grindr. 59-year-old Gordon Semple, who lived in Greenhithe, was allegedly killed at the man's flat in South London in April. Stefano Brizzi, who's 50 and from Southwark, is due to go on trial next month.
KMFM News.
The Prime Minister has been setting out her plans for a new generation of grammar schools in England. She's decided to lift a ban on new ones being built. Labour thinks the move will have a negative effect on children who fail the entrance exam, but Theresa May says the new grammars will have to take a proportion of disadvantaged children who currently get a raw deal.
For far too many children in Britain, the chance they have in life is determined by where they live or how much money their parents have.
Meantime, building work on the first grammar school in England in 50 years gets underway in Kent this afternoon. An annex to the World of Kent Girls Grammar in Tunbridge is being built in Sevenoaks following a four-year campaign to create more selective school places in the west of the county.
KMFM News.
45 tourists who spent the night stranded in cable cars in the French Alps have now been rescued. A total of 110 people were trapped yesterday over Mont Blanc after cables became tangled. Dozens were freed before rescue operations were suspended because of darkness and bad weather. An inquest into the deaths of a mum and her young daughter at a flat in Gillingham has heard they may have starved to death. The bodies of 36-year-old Lillian Olk and the 2-year-old were discovered at a property in Trafalgar Street in March. Examinations showed the pair were suffering from malnutrition and starvation. DC Sam Stewart from Kent Police investigated the case.
The last time we have any evidence of them eating was on the 27th of February, when they purchased food in McDonald's. They were last seen alive on CCTV together on the 28th of February when they were seen heading towards and back from church.
Lillian's sister Pamela says life isn't the same without her niece around.
Oh my goodness, the loveliest baby you'd want ever. She was my third child, really, my baby in the home, and we all miss her desperately.
KMFM News.
A leaflet has been released of a man police are hunting after a woman was reportedly stabbed in the stomach at her home in Chatham. It's claimed the victim was targeted as she opened the front door of the property along Jenkins Dale on Monday night by someone trying to pay for drugs. We've tweeted the image via at KMFM News. A man in his 70s is being treated in a London hospital for serious head injuries following a disturbance in Northfleet. Police were called to Hall Road just after 7:30 last night. A 32-year-old man, a 34-year-old woman and a 16-year-old boy have all been arrested on suspicion of assault.
KMFM News.
It's being claimed 4 in 10 women are still drinking alcohol when they're pregnant, despite new advice they should stop completely. Health experts warn it can have a serious impact on unborn babies, including physical and behavioural difficulties when they're older. Caroline from Maidstone fosters a son who was born with fetal alcohol syndrome disorder.
There's no safe amount of alcohol to drink when you're pregnant, and FASD is totally preventable. It's the only birth defect that is preventable. So if you don't drink alcohol, you have no chance of having a child affected by an FASD.
And Princess Anne has cancelled all her public engagements next week after a bad chest infection. The Princess Royal has been advised by doctors to rest.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Dame Sarah Storey says she's relieved to become Britain's most successful female Paralympian. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, last night's track cycling gold at the Paralympics in Rio is the 12th of her career. She says the pressure was on before her race, but she's not done yet.
Winning on day one and throwing down that gauntlet, showing people how fit and strong I am, is obviously huge. So yeah, it's great motivation to keep pushing. And the 500 metres is the event where I fully expect the sprinters to step up this time. And if they don't, I'll be right there to sweep it away from them.
It means Great Britain a second in the medal table going into day two at the Games. Today, Johnny Peacock attempts to defend his title in the athletics T44 100 metres. Cricket and Kent's chances of being promoted from Division 2 at the County Championship look all but over. over after they lost their penultimate game of the season. They suffered a 10-wicket defeat to Northamptonshire in 3 days at Beckenham. And in tennis, Serena Williams is out of the US Open, meaning she'll lose her place at the top of the world rankings. The number one seed lost to Karolina Pliskova and will be overtaken in the standings by Germany's Angelique Kerber. Those two players will face each other in the final.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.